This is Science News in 6 minutes for September 17, 2018. I'm Thomas McCoy. In movies like Armageddon and Deep Impact, we've experienced the drama of an asteroid or a comet threatening our planet. But in real life, a mission to build a spacecraft that can deflect an asteroid has just moved into its final design and assembly phase. Created by Johns Hopkins University with support from NASA and other space agencies, the mission is called DART, or the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. The idea is that the spacecraft, which is the size of a small car, will crash into an asteroid to shift its orbit. And with more than 18,000 asteroids orbiting nearby and potentially coming close to us at some stage, it's a very significant mission. DART is the world's first spacecraft specifically designed to deflect incoming asteroids and will target one that's named Didymos B, which is 160 metres wide and 11 million kilometres away. When it reaches Didymos B in 2021, it will crash into the asteroid at a speed of more than 20,000 kilometres an hour, while telescopes and observatories back here on Earth verify that the asteroid was successfully pushed off course. When an animal is attacked, warning signals are sent through its body via electrically charged calcium ions. But researchers have now found that plants use the same signaling molecules. It was already known that when a plant is wounded, for example, by a hungry caterpillar chewing through its leaf, an electrical charge fires. But what was not known was how that charge was triggered and propagated. But now, a team from the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the US has managed to use a fluorescent protein to see how calcium ions in a plant respond to a leaf being cut. They found that waves of light flowed from the source of the wound and spread through the plant at about 1 millimeter per second. Although that's way slower than for animal nerve signals, which travel at about 120,000 millimetres per second, it still allows the plant to mount a defensive response, like increasing noxious chemicals that will make the plant unpalatable to the munching insects. They also found that in both animals and plants, the calcium ions are triggered by an amino acid called glutamate, suggesting that plants may have more in common with animals than was previously thought. We've all heard about the dangers of plastics polluting our oceans, but new research led by the CSIRO has now quantified the effects of plastics on the world's declining sea turtle population. Researchers found that a sea turtle, which has eaten just one piece of plastic, has more than a 20% chance of dying from it, and that the risk increases dramatically the more plastic the turtle has eaten. By the time they've eaten 14 pieces of plastic, there's a 50% chance the plastic will kill them. The study was designed to investigate whether it's the plastics in our oceans that are actually killing sea turtles, or whether they're eating them without significant harm and dying from other causes. The bodies of almost 1,000 dead sea turtles that had been washed up on Australian shores were analysed to obtain the data. Globally, it's estimated that approximately 52% of all sea turtles have eaten plastic, and determining the effect this is having on turtle mortality is a huge step forward in understanding the impact of plastic pollution on global sea turtle populations. As we grow older, our risk of developing dementia increases, but one of the challenges with this devastating condition is that it can be hard to detect in its early stages. A diagnosis is often made by asking a person the same set of neuropsychological questions on each visit, which means people can start to memorise the expected responses, reducing the effectiveness of the testing. But Japanese researchers have now demonstrated that it's possible to detect dementia by having a person engage in a conversation with a computer that uses artificial intelligence. To set the system up, video recordings of interviews with elderly participants were fed into it, and through machine learning, the system was then able to distinguish people with dementia from healthy controls at a rate of 90% in just 6 questions, which were asked of the person by the computer avatar. The system made its diagnosis by analysing the visual features, response delay, intonation, articulation, speaking rate, and the percentage of nouns and verbs used during the interview. This technology should facilitate early diagnosis of dementia just by elderly people having a relaxed interview with a computer avatar in the comfort of their home on a daily basis. Briefly, in other science news, taking a daily dose of aspirin does not lower the risk of death, disability, or cardiovascular disease, but does increase the risk of major bleeding problems. That's according to a 5-year Australian clinical trial, which involved more than 19,000 people over the age of 70 who did not have cardiovascular disease. The study found slightly increased rates of death in people taking aspirin, with no corresponding decrease in the rates of cardiovascular disease or disability. Meanwhile, scientists from the Australian National University's Difficult Bird Research Group are hoping to save one of Australia's endangered bird species by using a dog. They've named him Zorro, and he's able to sniff out regurgitated food left behind by masked owls in Tasmanian forests. Zorro will allow the researchers to locate owl habitats and gather data on what Tasmanian owls need to survive and how they're affected by deforestation. And researchers at Curtin University have found that adult children who have access to the bank of mum and dad do not show better physical or mental health than those who are not receiving financial support from their parents. And that's all for this week. For more information about stories or to provide feedback, just visit sciencenewsin6mins, that's all one word, .wordpress.com. Catch you next time, and thanks for listening.